Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello, I'm Joe Firestone, and welcome to Everyday Decisions. This is a show where I talk to all kinds of people about the last 24 hours of their day to learn about how they get it all done. Our guest today is Casey James Salengo. He's a comedian and very, very funny. I've never seen him bomb. In 10 years, never seen him bomb once. He's got a podcast called The Good, The Dad, and The Ugly. He's got a half hour on Comedy Central. You know that network. You can follow him at what?
At Casey J. Salengo on all platforms.
You. That was a very forward thinking of you.
You can't go on my website because it was bought out by some kind of sex site. So if you go there, it just says this is a 100% sex site. I'm like, this is kind of cooler than what my website was before. So I just kind of let it ride.
So no website. Find him on socials. Let's begin. Okay, so Casey, it is approximately 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go back.
Let's go back.
Okay, so 3 p.m. Tuesday, what are you doing?
3 p.m. Tuesday. So yesterday, Tuesday, I walked dogs during the day.
Okay.
So yesterday, let's see, I was running late because I was supposed to do a moving job, you know.
You're doing two things.
I do all the jobs, so, you know, comedy doesn't always pay a lot of money.
So you do moving and dog walking.
Yeah, I've spent all my half hour money from 3 years ago, unfortunately. So I was supposed to do a moving job. My boss said it was this address, Park Ave, right?
Uh-oh.
So I didn't specify which Park Ave. So I show up in Brooklyn. I'm like, where are you guys? He's like, we're in Manhattan.
No.
Right? So he's like, by the time you get here, it'll be too late. So then I went home and I was going to, you know, write or go to the gym before I had to go to my dog walking job.
But you do this every day, write in gym.
I tried to. It's you know, I try my best. But the gym's been a couple weeks. So I'm trying to get back into it. But I'm trying to do some more, but I
wait, Jim is what?
Blink.
Running. Okay, well, oh. Wait.
I don't know. I do one of these things where it's mostly.
The wing.
The wing thing?
Yeah.
I find I can lift a lot of weight on that. I don't know why. One of my muscles, I don't know where the muscles are coming from or what it's working. And then I lift some free weights like this.
Uh-huh.
Do some of that.
Yeah, upsy-downsies.
Upsy-downsies. Uh-huh. Do little crunchy boys.
Okay.
I do some leg stuff. I don't really know what I'm doing. I just sit on a machine.
No cardio.
I do. Sometimes I sit on the bike for a while.
Oh.
But as I said, you know, I do moving and dog walking.
That's completely. So that's the working man's gym.
That's the working man's gym, brother.
Who?
So.
Okay, so
that was my plan.
Okay.
But then I laid in bed for a moment, and my dog snuggled up to me.
What kind of dog?
Millie. She's a half, Bichon Frise poodle?
No.
I've acquired this dog through my wife, so it's her dog.
It's a fluffy little
She's
guy.
A very fluffy little baby, and she's so sweet. So she snuggled up to me, and I accidentally fell asleep and woke up an hour late for my dog walking job. So by 3 p.m., I'm, you know, in a mad rush still through the city to get to these dogs that I'm late for. So 3 p.m., I was getting to a dog that I was supposed to walk no later than 2.
Wait, so are you, just to put, okay, the differences maybe between you and I would mm-hmm. have been really angry and panicking.
Yeah. No, me, I was. I was panicked.
Okay.
I'm constantly late to everything, and people think it's, you know, I'm just like, whatever, I don't care, but I'm in a constant panic all the time, and I can't seem to figure out how to fix it. And even yesterday when I had them, like, I got all this time, and then I fell asleep for too long. So it really feels like the world is against me when it comes to time.
Right.
I believe there's a thing called the time disease that a lot of people don't really want to, you know, give me credit for having, but it's your brain doesn't really comprehend how long, you know, particular tasks take. So I always think, like, oh, I've got all this time to do this stuff, and I can fit this in, and then I don't, and I'm at least half hour late to everything.
Like, how long do you think it would take to eat a club sandwich?
I would give myself like 3 minutes. When, you know, that's, you got to make it. It's, you know, a half hour activity at best. But I'm like 3 minutes.
Okay.
In and out, I can do it.
Understood.
And,
okay.
Yeah. So I always make that mistake. So I was rushing to this dog. It's beautiful, Great Dane named Nara. She's very old.
Oh.
I always go in the house. We snuggle for a little while. And, you know, she's, I got to like coax her to get up because she's old and, you know, she's a big dog like me. And so we got to get her bones, you know, working and stuff. Take her out for a little walk, having a nice time, listening to a podcast.
Yeah, that's a lot of alone time, dog walking.
Yeah, it's a lot of alone time. I used to really enjoy it. I don't really like working with people all the time. I don't like people bothering me.
Sure.
And I like being with dogs. I like being outside. But I've been doing it for many years, and it is getting old. I don't know what – it's really wearing on me, but I don't know – I don't know what else to do. So I got to either, you know – find something successful in comedy.
Of course.
Or just another job.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, so then you listen to – what podcast are you listening to?
I think, yes, I was listening to the Conan episode.
Oh, wonderful.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Which was my least favorite episode. I don't know – nothing against Jesse Eisenberg, I guess.
Sure.
It's just there's been much funnier episodes. It's one of my favorite podcasts.
It's
the Charles
so good.
Barkley one was so funny.
It's so good. He's such a good interview, and I love his
His assistant.
Yeah.
And the producer, Matt Gorley, son of Obsessium. They're great. Great people.
Really good.
So I was listening to that while I was walking this dog.
Okay. Yeah. So you still like comedy.
I love comedy, yeah.
Wow.
I still try to watch it. And whenever I'm in a writing funk or I'm feeling, I like to watch comedy specials. And for some, like just watching other people perform comedy. Even if I'm at a show, I don't like, because sometimes, I don't know if you ever get this, you're like, what am I doing? Yeah, I get to a show. I'm like, I don't even remember how to do this.
Yes.
Like, even if I'm taking like 2 days off, I'm like, what am I going to say? I don't want to talk. Like, I'm just going to start with a joke that I've said a million times. I'll feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
But like watching a few people before me, I'm like, all right, now I like remember what this is.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So if I watch comedy or listen to comedy, sometimes it sparks kind of creative energy in me. So I still enjoy it. Yeah.
That's really good. I didn't realize. Sometimes I think, well, no more comedy. Done.
Yeah.
But that's actually maybe the wrong approach.
Well, I don't know.
It might be the wrong approach.
It's your approach. It's getting harder now because for some reason, if it's someone I know, well, I don't like watching as much because I can.
And those are the people that really want you to watch
it. Yeah, they really want you to watch it.
They
and
want your feedback.
Absolutely.
Positive feedback.
And the further I'm getting in comedy, the more people I know. So
I know. What would you say you know? How many people?
At least 15.
15?
It's getting up there.
I think that... I remember one time I friended a person on Facebook still on Facebook, a comic who'd been around for like 10 years, and they didn't have any room.
They had no room.
It was up. It was like when 5,000 friends were the limit, and she was at the limit.
Wow. I've got people like Sherrod Small has tried to friend me a couple times, and then I'll click accept, and it'll be at the limit. And then I'll see him in person. He'll be like, why didn't you accept my friend request? And it's like, you can't have any more people. This feels like a flex on me. Like, you're just trying to big time me. Sherrod?
So, too many friends.
He's got too many friends, but he's still trying to add me in.
He wants to be your friend.
He wants to be my friend, but he doesn't have the capability, I guess.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you where are we?
So,
where
I'm in
at the Great Dane.
Williamsburg with the Great
Listening,
Dane.
Listening, yes.
We get along.
And you get so hungry.
Yeah, I was getting very hungry at this point. So right after I dropped the Great Dane off, I went to this place, Lorimer Market.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't have said the name because I'm going to disparage them a little bit. Because it's one of my favorite sandwich places. They get like a big Italian sub.
Uh-huh.
And it's delicious. But for some reason, every time you order it, like the ingredients are different. There's no, depending on who's making it, there's no, there's no order to what is supposed to go on the sandwich. So it's different every time you order it.
What was on it this time?
I don't know. There's some kind of sweet peppers that I didn't like sun-dried tomatoes or something, which is disgusting. And they don't like, people are very, I love mayonnaise on a sandwich, even if it's not supposed to go on there, I don't care. And people get very, these are like old Italian men, so they get very touchy. And they won't put on the right amount of mayonnaise, so I just get mayonnaise on the side. And they're like, this is balsamic vinaigrette, you sure you want mayonnaise? I'm like, yeah, no, I like a wet sandwich. So anyway, I get this thing, I get the mayonnaise on the side, and it's just not that good, which is a little upsetting because I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's also like $13.
Oh, so, that's got to be a big sandwich.
So it's a big sandwich.
A lot to get through if you don't like it.
A lot to get through, and I didn't get through all of it, so it was a little disappointing. I was sitting there panicking. I was a little upset. I've been working at the Comedy Cellar. And they didn't give me any spots for like a week or two.
They do that, right?
They'll do that sometimes randomly. Like you'll be booked a bunch and it'll be like, oh, this is great. I feel like a real comic. I'm getting in there.
Yeah.
Make some money. The crowds are great.
You make a lot of money doing that, right?
It's not a lot of money, but it's, enough to like supplement my income. And then for some reason, out of nowhere, you just like won't get booked for a month. And then you're just like, what did I do? You're like going through everything. Did I like piss somebody off? Did I like suck? I thought I was doing well. So like, I thought it was going to be another week because it was getting late of not getting the thing. So I'm sitting there eating this bad sandwich, just like depressed. I'm late. It's cold. And then finally, I get a text that I got some spots.
Oh, that's good.
So that brightened my day up. And I'm like, yes. I was literally about to text my wife, being like, didn't get any spots again this week. That's it. Because we're eating soup. Which I like soup, so that's not a big deal. But
I just made soup this week because I was like, I don't know if I'll ever get a job again.
Yay!
And then my mom was like, maybe you can go work at Trader Joe's. That way you can get a discount on soup.
Oh, yeah. What kind of soup did you make?
I made a lentil soup.
That's not, I like lentil. Do you make it yourself or do you like?
Yeah, I made it myself.
Really?
It's that's really great. Easy. I'd say it's four ingredients.
Lentil.
Soup.
Salt.
Check.
That's it.
That's it.
That sounds good. I want to get into making stuff. I'm not good at it, but it really it's a desire of mine.
Sometimes it makes me feel like it's almost like a candle.
In the wind.
But it's almost like a candle in the wind, but it's soup scented.
Soup
scented. Makes your whole house smell like you did something.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
That's pretty nice.
Okay, so you're now your day's going up.
A little bit up.
What time is it now?
It's getting close to 4.
Now, can I just ask this?
Yes.
As somebody, you have a sandwich at 4. Does that mean you haven't had food earlier in the day, or when's dinner? I mean, it really is late.
It's a real crapshoot. I don't really know. It's tough to say. I don't think I had. Well, no. When I woke up for the moving job at 8, I ate a yogurt.
Okay, and then no food.
No food for the rest of the time.
Oh.
I like to push it. I don't get that hungry for a while.
Okay.
And when I eat, it makes me kind of tired.
Yes.
I don't digest things well. So,
sure.
So, yeah. So then I ate this around 4. Uh-huh. You know, really throwing off the whole ecosystem of what my day's meals are going to be like, which I knew was going to happen, but I didn't, you know.
You needed it. You were
hungry. I needed it. And I was like, you know, maybe I won't eat dinner. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
I go to walk another dog a little bit late for that.
Okay. Okay, so we're late for everything.
Late for everything. Once I was late, you know, once an hour late, the whole day is late. So I'm just in a mad panic all day. Just panicked. Just not enjoying anything.
It's just so funny also to think of that's your day leading up to, like, when you're on stage, you're just so confident and, like, relaxed. So this is truly fascinating to learn that you panic. You could panic all day.
I'm constantly panicking. I'm panicking on stage. You said you've never seen me bomb, but I mean, you just have gotten lucky.
Truly, I feel like I've been on the same shows with you for 10 years consistently, at least once a month.
Yeah, probably.
Because they try to even out the lineups. You know, a real doozy with a real floozy. You
a
know,
real doozy with a real floozy. Which is which?
It's hard to say. But I really, truly. Never seen you bomb.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I've never seen you bomb.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
where?
Yes, you
no,
have.
No, I have not. I can't remember it.
Well, that's good.
I don't believe I have.
All right. Okay, wait. So you're panicking. You're walking your second dog.
Walking my third dog. I walked this dog earlier. I walked this dog twice. Izzy, she's a sweet little
Izzy gets
dog.
Walked twice a day?
She gets walked twice a day. She's my bread and butter.
Dang.
So I go get her, have a nice little walk around. I'm listening to another podcast. It's a podcast called The 27 Club. It's about Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
There's this podcast called the
We want to know. We want to know. We want to know this song.
It's called Disgraceland. So it's about like messed up stories of rock and roll people, which I'm very into.
That sounds good.
And he started a new thing where he covers like one specific member of the 27 Club, which is all the rock
the
and roll
people.
Stars of people who died at 27. So now it's about Jimi Hendrix.
You're older than 27.
I'm 33. So
did
if I died now, no one would care, which is upsetting.
Did you think you were going to die at 27?
I mean, I don't know. It's definitely looking like a possibility. Yeah, there's no 33. It's a big,
But did you think you were going to last past 30? I didn't. I didn't think I was.
I didn't think so. A lot of people in my family die young. I'm at the age right now where both my grandfather and uncle died. So that's a little spooky.
Yes.
So, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, dismay about that. I recently had some stomach problems and I got like an endoscopy thinking it was going to be like stomach cancer and like this is it.
No.
But they just said there was like light inflammation, which I was a little disappointed almost because I was like, I'd rather there's some kind of major problem. Now I'm just like, I have a tummy ache that I needed to go to the doctor for and I feel, you know, kind of weak. But it's just a little bit of inflammation.
Endoscopy, they go in through the top or the bottom?
Through the top.
Nice.
I said, going through the bottom while you're in there, but they wouldn't do it. I said, do both and let them meet in the middle. Have a little race. Yeah, meet cute.
Mute cute of body straws.
Yeah, body straws.
Mm.
Yeah, but they didn't. Said we don't have to go in the bottom. So just in my mouth. And they said it's fine.
Good. Surprisingly. I know. Sometimes you think, well, a little bit of drama couldn't hurt.
But I know, a little bit of something.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, just some light inflammation. So,
but you say, whatever, I'm eating subs.
Yeah, I'm still eating subs. Okay. They didn't tell me to not eat anything.
That's true.
They told me to not take Advil. That's it.
Interesting.
And I'll tell you what, still doing it. You can't stop me, Doc.
So then, okay, so where are we?
Now we're in Greenpoint. I'm walking this dog.
Okay,
and,
Izzy.
Izzy. Drop Izzy off. I got another dog. Who's a friend of mine dog. So for this dog, I'm probably an hour and a half late.
Uh-huh.
But
no accidents so far, though.
No accidents, no.
Okay.
So by the time I get to this dog, I'm very late. But this is a friend of mine, so it's kind of, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, she is very understanding, and she knows that, me and my constant being late. And she knew when she was getting into this, she knew what she was signing up for.
Yeah.
So I get to this dog. It's like deep in Bushwick. Walk this dog. His name's Ernest. Sweet little boy. We get around. Finally, I'm exhausted.
Would be exhausted.
I'm very tired. Finally now I get to get on my way home.
What are your, can I just ask?
Yes.
And this is not at all, I mean, just
want
to know.
Whatever you want.
What do your legs look like at this point?
They're pretty cut up. I got good,
yeah.
I got good
That's
calf
great.
Muscles.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, they're pretty nice.
I'm happy for
I've
you.
I've been doing this for years, thank you, but they hurt a lot.
Yeah.
I'm pretty big guy, and like my bones, I have this weird disorder where I'm like going to keep growing until I'm dead a little bit. Yeah.
You
so
have
like,
that?
Yeah. So my body's kind of in constant pain.
Oh, like the growing pains you had when you were in puberty.
Yeah, like the growing.
You have those?
I have that like a lot of the time.
Oh.
So my bones hurt all the time.
You're going to keep growing.
Yeah. Like little by little. It's slowed down now, but I've shot up. In my 20s, I shot up from like 5'6 to like 6'4 where I am now.
What?
Yeah.
You were kind of a short guy?
I was a short little chubby boy, and now I'm a gigantic lanky man.
My God.
Yeah. So that my body hurts.
Okay, your body hurts, but you're still walking these
still
dogs. You're really
it.
Trying to make
I get
the
no
yep.
other options.
Yes.
I get home and my wife
yes.
is making soup.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Very exciting.
Wow.
It's from a can, but that's fine.
That's
it's
fine.
Chicken and dumplings. She bought some nice bread. We cut it up. We sit at the table, have a glass of wine, some
what?
Soup, some
what?
Bread.
That's just ready for you?
That's just ready when I get home.
That's
very
so nice.
I know. She works a long, hard day, so it was nice for her to go home. I'm supposed to make dinner tonight. I'm kind of panicked. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. She's like, maybe you take care of dinner tomorrow night. And I'm, I got nothing. I got nothing. But I'll figure something out. If I just get the same soup.
Yeah.
I was like, well,
this
pretty
went
good
pretty
idea.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, we seem to enjoy ourselves.
You treat dinner like jokes. You're like, this worked last night.
Let's try it again.
So you guys had this romantic dinner. Sounds great.
It was soup and bread and wine.
It sounds very
it was great.
French.
It was French, like an old, like peasants.
Sounds...
Yeah, like French peasants. Which is nice.
That sounds really good. Last night I had soup and Cheez-Its,
ooh.
Which is, I'd say is more Spanish.
More Spanish.
Yes.
The Cheez-Its are the snack of Spain.
Yes.
International. Did you crumble the Cheez-Its on the
thing? I
didn't
think to do that. I thought I was just kind of in a grumpy mood, so I was kind of chomping on them.
Ah, why were you grumpy?
I think I was having a... I was kind of panicking yesterday.
Mm.
I was having a bad day.
What were you panicking about?
Well, I started taking these amino acids to make me happy.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't work.
And they ain't doing it.
And I was just like, well, what am I going to do now? And, I was trying to figure out. My mom was like, go work at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I can. I'm not qualified. Yep. And, these things.
So you're looking for a job, too?
I'm looking for a job.
Wow.
So I'm trying to figure it out. So I was thinking maybe I could work in a... I was thinking, I read a lot of books. I was like, maybe I could work in a bookstore.
A bookstore would be great. I think that sounds very...
I don't have any experience.
Relaxing.
I only have experience in food service.
Ah,
really
yeah,
don't want to go back. Really, really don't want to.
No, that sucks. That's terrible. People take it so seriously. I'm like, just relax. Everyone takes their food so seriously. I'm just, take it easy.
I know.
Like, I got this bad sandwich. I didn't, yell at the guys. That's fine. You know, those things happen.
You ever hear somebody order at a deli, like a bodega?
Mm-hmm.
And they order so specific, you think they're never going to be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. I do. I do that.
I heard a woman order an egg white omelet not overdone.
Oh, my God.
But that's impossible.
That's not your business how it's done.
That's
you're going to get it. You get it.
I couldn't believe that she had the gall to prefer something. They don't take it. They just hear a few words and do what they want to do.
You hear like three words. That's why it's scary. Like when I get my arm, like, I'm like, please hear this. I don't know. And then you just get whatever you get and go.
Took it down. It's not always, You sometimes, you do it for the gamble that maybe it'll be the good sandwich one day.
One of these days. That's why I go to Subway, which I don't always love, but at least you can see them putting the toppings on.
I love Subway.
You love Subway? It's good. It is pretty good.
They are very generous with the mayonnaise.
They're generous. They'll give you however much mayonnaise you want, so keep going, brother. Keep it going.
It's a very nice. Very nice.
He's like, my shift's ending. I'm like, all right, get the other guy in here. Keep the mayonnaise coming. I'm there for two different shifts.
Do you do ranch too? Are you a white sauce man?
I'm a white sauce man. I usually do. I'll do like a mayonnaise, or they've got the Subway vinaigrette. If I'm doing like an Italian type
Never
thing.
Heard of it.
It's pretty good. It's kind of new. They have a new garlic aioli.
Oh,
I'll get one of those boys on
that's
there.
That's very nice.
Yes, that's a very nice.
Understood. You do ranch with pizza.
Sometimes I prefer blue cheese.
Excuse
I like
me?
Hot sauce and blue cheese. Yeah, that's kind of my deal. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't know how to feel about that.
You don't feel too pro about it. Are you writing something down?
Yeah, I'm writing. Like, I'm taking notes.
Don't release this podcast.
I will say, I got a medium Domino's thin crust ranch on the side. How much would you think it costs? I'm not even sure I'm allowed to say
$15.
$25.
Holy shit!
What are we doing in this city?
That's not right. $25. That should be $9.
It should be $9.
Yeah.
It was $9 amount of food. $25.
That's sick. That's sick.
It's because it's an app.
It's an app. Well, it's, you know.
We've got to pay all these people that are in the startup.
Yeah, absolutely. That's sick. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Thank you.
It's a tough break.
So you're eating this soup and bread. Are you going to go out again?
Yeah. So we're having a conversation, you know, going through our days. I have another. I agreed to do a night dog walk.
Oh!
You know, dog walking nights. It's like a regular dog walk, but a little sexy. There's like a guy playing a saxophone that follows us around. So that's pretty fun. So I gotta eat the food. I gotta shower real quick.
Why are you showering now?
Because I didn't shower earlier, and I've been, you know, walking dogs.
Oh, okay.
And I have a show after this.
Oh, you have a show. Okay,
so
we have a show. Okay.
We have a show, baby.
Okay. So you walk the dog.
Walk the dog. It's Nara again, the big great dance. So I'm always happy to see her. We have a nice time. So I get that going, and then I walk to the show, which is at the Graham, which is a bar in off the Montrose. It's in Bushwick.
It's on Grand?
Yes, it's on Graham. It would
the
make
Grand
sense.
Is on the Graham.
Is it? Yeah.
One
it's
of them's
confusing.
On the,
there's two of them. Yeah. There's a Graham and a Grand, and they're like in the wrong spot.
Yes,
so
yeah,
it's confusing.
Yeah.
But it's Kendall.
Oh, yes.
Kendall and Pam's show. It's a lot of fun.
That's a nice. It's intimate, though.
It's intimate, but they always fill it out.
You got to see their faces. I don't know if you have a problem with that.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. I like seeing a couple people's faces and then not seeing everybody's face. So this is a fine mix of that.
Because
I like to chat with people.
Yes.
See what's going on. You know, I get there. There's some buds there. I get to say hi.
Yeah.
Hang out a little bit.
Do you get a beer?
I get a beer. I like to, they give me free. I like to get a beer before. Yeah. You know, some people advise against it. I like, you know, I've had a stressful day. I like to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I get a beer before. Uh-huh. And then.
And at this point, you've been doing comedy for how long?
This is, I've been doing it 9 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you, I'm asking you this because sometimes do you get nervous?
Yeah, all the time.
For a show, like for a bar show where you see everybody, do
I
you get nervous?
I don't get that? As nervous as I used. Like I used to, when I started any show, like, you know, you didn't get booked as much. So like the week before I'd be like in full panic. Like I'd just be like dreading it coming up. Just like a nightmare. And, you know, that only happens for big shows now. But still for a show like this, especially because I'm trying to, like I said, when I do the Comedy Cellar, you kind of have to do the same set over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, because you just got to do your best stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing a show like this, I'm trying to do new stuff, and I'm trying to see what works.
Right.
And I'm not comfortable enough yet to just, like, ride a bomb out and just, like, give myself the leeway that I'm trying new stuff.
Right.
So I'm still, like, if I'm trying new stuff and it's not going well, I'm still, like, in a panic. So I know I'm going to feel that feeling if it's not going right. I've got some friends there. And for some reason, having people I know there, like, it's like, I'd rather it's just strangers.
Me too. Yeah. I hate having friends there.
I hate it. My wife always wants to come. She's a comedian too. Her name's Courtney McGinnis. She's
very,
great.
Very funny.
She's very funny. And,
runs one of the best shows in the city.
Absolutely Poco, Wednesdays, 9 o'clock. It's a beautiful show. And she like likes to me to come to her show. She likes to come to my show. And I can't explain to her, like, I don't want you there. And it's nothing personal. It's like I care about your opinion more than anyone. So if you see me bomb, it's like, what if we get a divorce when I get home? You don't know. What if you're watching me up there, you're like, I do not love this man anymore. You know? She doesn't understand that. She's like, that's crazy. I'm like, is it crazy? Is it crazy?
I hate when people
have to make my own soup.
Sounds awful. It does. I hate when friends are there.
I'm like, don't come. They're like, well, look, come to your show. I'm like, please do not come.
I know. I wish they wouldn't tell me.
Yeah. If they'd come, yeah, don't tell me and like sneak in. That happened before and then it goes well. I'm like, that was perfect.
Yes.
But some friends are there. My friend Patrick Schroeder, another great comic.
And you do the podcast with him.
You do the podcast with him. He was there, which is like, he's fun, but he's like, you know, he's a roasty type guy.
Oh,
so
sure.
If something goes wrong, he'll really love to like dig at me about it. And he thinks it's fun, but it hurts my feelings a lot. But he doesn't really, but I can't really show him that it hurts my feelings because, you know, that will cause him to attack more. He wasn't really loved properly as a child. So he doesn't, that's the only way he knows how to accept affection is anger and meanness.
Out of the good, the dad, and the ugly, who's who?
He's the ugly.
Okay.
He's the ugly. I'm the good, and Will is the dad.
Will Winner's the dad. And he's not a dad.
He's not a dad. It's a bad name. We're thinking about changing it.
You are.
Yeah, we're going to do a rebrand.
Someone's going to snatch it up.
We're going to do it. Somebody else already had it. We didn't realize. It's a fathering podcast.
Oh,
like, yeah, that makes way more sense.
Gosh.
We just call it, for some reason, Will and I call each other dad or father.
That's
We just started that. It started with daddy. We call each other daddy. And then it went to dad. And now it's like father, like Papi Chulo. So we just settled on that because they call him dad.
It's good to have
He's
friends.
He's like our father.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good to have
Will's
friends.
Will's a good, he's a good,
great guy.
Yeah.
He's beautiful. I was homeless years ago when I started mics and I was just going to all the open mics with all my belongings and he hosted one at No Mal's Palace and I barely knew him and he let me move into his house for a month.
What?
Until I found a place to go. Yeah. So that's how we've been friends. That was like 8 years ago and we've
Whoa.
Been best friends ever since.
I remember that, Mike.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So that was great.
And he was just like, you seem cool, you're funny, come stay with me.
Yeah, he said, come stay with me. So we had a great time. We'd listen to, that was when Miley Cyrus Bangers came out. So we used to always get high and listen to Miley Cyrus and just dance around. It was a great time in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so did you started in New York and you were homeless?
I started in New York. I moved here with my college girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
We broke up.
As you do.
And then, like, she, you know, had the apartment. So I just packed up all my stuff, which I thought would be more than two duffel bags, but sadly it wasn't. It was all my belongings. So I had no plan and nowhere to go. So I was just kind of, like, going around, sleeping on people's couches here and there. But I was just literally going to open mics with all my bags. That's where my now wife first saw me, was at the Eastville open mic. I came in with all my belongings, and she's like, that guy's hot. that hobo is pretty sexy. But that was many years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're thinking of changing the name.
So I'm thinking of changing the name. Something of the conceit of the podcast is we bring on female comedians, or we're going to expand it to, you know, females of other jobs, and they, like, we talk to them about relationships and stuff, and they kind of teach us, you know, how to be better men. And kind of like it's about us like discovering our sensitivity and like learning about our friendships and like.
I was surprised how vulnerable it was.
Yes, it's very vulnerable because we don't want to be
open. You guys are about stuff.
There's a lot of like, you know, straight white dude podcasts that are like, that are just like, fuck women, they're fucking pussies, and like we don't want to be like that at all. So like we don't want to, and we don't really want to attract that crowd. Anyone wants to listen, sure, go ahead, but. We wanted to come up with a name that kind of reflects what the conceit is, but we have nothing yet. So hopefully
we
will.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe maybe the good, the soft, and the friendly.
I will take that into consideration.
Yeah, think about
That's
that.
Pretty
okay.
good. That's pretty good.
Okay, so we're at the show.
We're at the
and
show.
And Patrick is roasting you.
No, Patrick's in the back, but I'm worried he will roast me if it doesn't go well. But I go up, I'm last.
Good.
But I feel comfortable at this show. I've done it before.
Yeah.
Kendall is a good friend, and he's like always a generous laugher, and he seems to enjoy me. So like
he's got a great laugh.
Yes, there's always sometimes there's people in the room that are a comforting force. So I'm trying some new stuff out. Some of it's going well. Some of it I don't really have endings for, but I'm like, this is good. I'm feeling good. I'm talking to people in the crowd. They're being generous, and so afterwards, it's not like a you know, a hard kill, but I'm like, I tried some new stuff. Some of it is definitely has some legs, stuff I can work on. That feels like progress.
Yeah. That's all you really want from a show.
That's all you want.
It's unless it's like Madison Square Garden.
I know. It feels way better to like try something new and have that like go well and like feel like then it does like do the same jokes that you know do well.
The coward's path.
Yeah, the coward's path, sure.
I take that path
I take it a lot. It's hard not to, but it's just like I hate myself for doing it. I'm like, I've been telling this joke for 5 years. I'm like, I'm not even the person who wrote this joke anymore. Like, you're not on a molecular level.
I know. When you say the other day, and it happened over 6 years ago.
Yes, the other day was 1971.
Your sense of time is something to be questioned.
Yeah, absolutely. The other day I was in Vietnam in a foxhole with my friend Jake. So the show is fun. Hanging out with some buddies after just having... I was hanging out because I was supposed to do a moving job today, but because I missed the one yesterday, apparently it was a two-part job, I lost out on 2 days of work. So they said, we don't need you. So that was tough. That was a hit to the old.
Yeah. You got
strings.
Ups and downs with this phone.
Ups and downs. I know. It's difficult.
Yeah.
So my friend Pat's hanging out. My buddy Amy Shanker was on the show.
Oh,
she's
I love
great.
Amy Shanker.
Donnie Sangsek, great
comedian. Oh, yeah. Oh, so good.
Kendall, he's got a friend there. And we just, you know, we get a couple beers. We're hanging out. They're showing Austin Powers on the big screen. So we're watching that. I just watched Austin Powers 2 over the weekend. So I'm like, this is fantastic.
Is it hold up?
It was funny. I did. Well, truth be told, me and a couple couples went to a cabin in the woods and took acid.
What?
Yeah, over the weekend.
You're having the time of your life.
It was great. So we had a nice time. And it was raining out. So we wanted to like go explore in the woods. But we couldn't. So we put on Austin Powers 2.
It was a good
time. Yeah, we had a lot of laughs.
Did anyone not handle it well?
No, we all had a nice time. I was a little worried that I would, because I tend to sometimes not handle things well.
Sure.
It's like I can't really smoke weed anymore because I like panic a lot. Only if it's like late at night.
Yeah.
I have to be like already drunk sometimes because like all my defenses are down. But like I found, I guess acid, a lot of people say this, like I've taken mushrooms and that's more, acid you can control it more, I felt like. Like you can kind of like if you start feeling yourself getting on a spiral, you can kind of step out of it and be normal for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know what the chemistry about that is, but I've definitely felt like I can be a little more functional, like normal on this. So if I'm like freaking out, I can, so it's good. Yeah.
That is very good to know. Okay, yeah. I never, maybe.
It's fun.
Maybe one day.
Give it a shot, yeah.
Maybe for my 34th birthday.
Yeah, your 34th birthday. That's the time
maybe
to do it.
Maybe for my 34th. So
so you have a...
You're hanging out.
Have a couple beers.
Something I never really hang out.
You never hang out?
I'm glad to learn that people hang and it's just kind of nice.
Yeah, you don't like to hang out after a show?
I just always think, oh, I got to get home because I got to wake up early and take the dog out.
Yeah.
And then I miss out on huge social
engagement. Yeah, it's fun sometimes. I used to love to hang. Now it's like I rarely do it. I did a show the night before where I felt like I didn't do well, so I literally just walked from the stage to go home because I was like, I don't want to see any of these people. And then some guy from the show texted me. He was like, hey, hot set. And I was just like, no, I don't think so, man. I kind of bombed. And I was trying to do stuff. I'm trying to be easy on myself. And he's like, all right, well, I thought it was good. And I was like, I'm sorry for unloading all my insecurities on you, sir. Thank you for the compliment. But then it was nice to hang out. Courtney was doing a different show, so she wasn't home. So I was like, there's no reason to really go home. Also, I don't have to get up for this moving job in the morning. So I just hung out there, and then I went home. And then I did go to the bodega and get a sandwich, which I'm trying not to do is like eat lighten up for some reason. I just like, this might be good.
Sandwich two. What was it?
It was, I got a special. I call it the ultimate BLT. It's a spicy chicken cutlet with bacon and cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and hot sauce on a roll. And it's delicious.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
A treat.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, they make it at the Four Seasons off the DeKalb. They love it. I love it. It's a great time. So I ate that. Give me a pretty bad tummy ache this morning. It was a bad idea. I told myself not to do it, and then I wake up just, oh, God. But it was pretty good at the time. Laid in bed for a little bit, waited for Courtney. I put on Chasing Amy for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It just popped up. I hadn't seen this in a while.
Yeah. Popped up?
It was like popped up on Netflix.
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
So I popped that on.
Okay. And you don't like to go to bed without Courtney?
I was like falling asleep. She got home and I was like half asleep. Yeah. So, you know, We smooched, and then she turned over to go to sleep. She's got to work in the morning.
Yeah.
So then I was trying to fall asleep, watching Chasing Amy. I got through most of it, and then I passed out.
She's cool with you watching a movie.
Yeah, she's a heavy sleeper. It's really great. It's a great gift. A partner who's a heavy sleeper is fantastic. Because sometimes I'll get home real late, and she'll be like, when did you come home? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Nobody knows. And like, sometimes I can't sleep, so I just get up, I'm like wandering around, I'm getting out of bed. But she sleeps like a rock, and it's a dream.
Oh, Courtney.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And you think she can't get more attractive.
Oh, it's beautiful. She passes out like on a dime. It's incredible.
That's great.
I have to be like heavily stated. I have to be like wrestled down in the bed to fall asleep. So, yeah. So then we, you know, go to beddy bye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so we are, unfortunately, we have to wrap this up. We're not going
to
get to it. We're not going to get to it.
You're right. I was like, damn, I didn't think we'd get.
You had a busy day.
I had a busy day.
So then you sleep. You sleep through the night?
I sleep through the night. I guess I can wrap up today real quick. I sleep through the night. I wake up.
Something you do.
Well, I sleep through the night sometimes. I always wake up. She sets a bunch of alarms for work starting at like 7, and she doesn't wake up for a single goddamn one. So it's like beep, beep, beep. I'm just like, Courtney. And she's like, what? And then she falls right back asleep. So it's about 2 hours of that. She's finally heads out. I'm like, now I'm trying to fall asleep again. It takes me like half an hour. Fall asleep again at like 9:30. And then I accidentally wake up. I set my alarm for 10:30, but I don't think I turned the sound on. I accidentally wake up like noon.
Oh, no.
So again, I'm waking up late. Yes.
No, it starts again.
So that's why. And then I had to go walk a dog. I'm late again. It all starts over. I had to be this podcast.
You were on time for this.
I was on time, but barely. I didn't think it was going to be. I was like a minute late. I thought it was going to be like 10, 15 minutes late. But
oh,
I made it on time.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I had a banana, and that's it.
That's all you've had today?
That's all I've had today. Because I had the tummy ache from the sandwich. But now I'm getting hungry.
Wow. Yeah. And do you have a show tonight?
I have a show tonight somewhere. I don't remember where it is.
It's hard to know.
Art gallery or something.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So I got a show tonight. That's going to be another. It's the same. Going to be the cycle again. The full panic cycle. I'll eat some soup.
Wow. I mean, this has been very insightful. Truly, I really had no idea. If you asked me to guess what your day was like, I wouldn't have guessed this.
What would you have guessed?
I don't know. Like, I just kind of pictured that you, like, just kind of, like, did a lot of, I think I thought you just did a lot of, like, reflecting and writing.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't
nice.
Realize that you had so many hustles. You
I
really
know,
are yeah. hustling constantly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On the move
mm-hmm.
almost all the time.
That's true. Yeah.
I thought you were more of, like a Mitch Hedberg style.
Oh,
where
really?
You just, like, sat and thought.
I do think a lot, but it's good. I try to sit and write a lot, but it's, like, difficult. It's not always...
I never have never written a joke
it's
like
hard. I can't do it. It's like the jokes that I come up with are me panicking on stage and like just my brain has to like the pressure and panic has to force it out. If I try and sit and write it out, then I'm like trying to think of it on stage. I'm like, this isn't funny. So
no.
I doubt myself by the time I finally like get on stage to tell it. So
yeah.
I try to do it and it works out sometimes, but rarely.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, this has been very enlightening in a good way,
mm-hmm.
in a good way. But okay, so let me just ask you this. Like
yeah.
if you were, like if you were to tell somebody, like if you do one thing right with your day, because
mm-hmm.
it seems like you also, you feel like you're always on the move, always
yeah.
on the run.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, this is the one thing I do right with my day, this is what I would recommend to others.
I would say, even though it causes me to be late to everything and stressed, as much sleep as you can get, I say get. I never feel, I know I,
oh.
like I slept till noon, I slept late both days and it screwed
yeah.
up my whole day, but like getting that, I put sleep over everything else.
I'm really?
Because if I get less, if I don't get enough sleep, it's like it affects every single part of my mood. Like the night, two nights ago, I barely slept at all, and that's why I, or 3 nights ago, I got like 2 hours of sleep and like threw everything off. So like, for me personally, I think like, just prioritize your sleep. If you need 11 hours of sleep, go for it, you know? If it ruins your personal relationships, if you lose your job, doesn't matter. Get as much sleep as you need. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. That's what
wow.
I would say.
Wow, that's very helpful.
Yeah.
I don't sleep very much at all.
Really? I think you gotta sleep.
I gotta sleep more.
Yeah.
Because I'm in that phase of life where I get up to go to the bathroom a
yeah.
couple times a
mm-hmm.
night.
That's tough. That's
yes.
tough.
Yes, time's kind of turning into cat.
You're turning into a cat.
But that's all right, you know.
You can be a cat.
This was really great talking to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
I had a lovely time. Thank you for having me.
Is there so people can find you online,
yeah,
and not on your website,
Casey J. Slungo,
unless they want to get
whacked. If you want to check out some 100% sex, go to CaseyJamesSlungo.com.
Yum,
but if
yum.
You want to see, yum yum, if you want to see like pictures of me and tweets and show times and dates, go to Casey J. Slungo on Twitter or Instagram.
I would recommend incredible. I would recommend seeing Casey live. There's just nothing like it.
Thank you. That's sweet. There's nothing. It's like the Phantom of the Opera.
It's a Phantom of the Opera.
Nothing like it.
All right. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you, Joe.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.